voice will be calling. That's right. Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks.
So, I was scrounging around to find what new record to put behind me.
Digging through albums for the record that no one's really going to see because it's behind your dumb head.
You make a good point. The record I was looking for specifically is the one that's behind my head that you can't see unless I move. If you know what that is, then you have good taste in music. If you don't, well, too bad. While I was doing that, Dan gave me the news that we got 1,000 subs.
1,000.
I thought he was fucking around.
No.
But he wasn't. I can't thank Royce enough.
Seriously.
I mean, and Mersh. I always forget. Mersh also pushes and plugs us as well. Of course, Fat Keck Boy, our internet street team of a man.
We have an internet street team.
Who just annoys everyone on their shows to subscribe team. Every 5 minutes. It's fucking awesome.
It really is, dude. It's cool.
So
there's so much money here now.
YouTube just deposited.
It just comes out of the computer. I don't know if you guys know that.
You have to open the CD drive.
Oh.
I keep telling you that.
Yeah, it just falls right out.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So, I mean, while I'm thanking Royce, by the way, Royce in the chat, many of you think I'm a hero.
Joe, Royce has nothing to do with this, Coletta.
Wait, no, that's not what I was...
Oh, we're getting a call, Joe. Who do you think it is?
I doubt...
Who's calling us, you think?
Hello?
Well, first off, there's no need to thank Merch. You can just thank me, and that's fine. And that's fine. And many of you think I'm a hero, and I'll accept that.
I mean,
you know,
so modest.
You're a very good helper at subscriber increasing rates.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He's the helper. Yeah,
no, not helper. Man, hero.
I'm now instantly regretting getting you to 1,000 subs.
he's the Joe. It's you can every time I know Royce's show has been on. I'll look at the number.
Yeah, Dan will text me. We just jumped up another 20, and I'm like, yeah, Royce is
on. About
day wave. Yeah, Royce's Day Wave is live. Or Hippo, yeah, I was out on a date with my girlfriend and Hippo Juice. They all called me one after another.
I heard, yeah, I heard that bit. That was great.
It's all worth it. It's.
I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm a chore, that it's all worth it. Like, it's worth to be a friend with me. Thanks, Joe.
No, cool. I'm not saying, like, it's a...
I wanted to say this. Congratulations. Now it's going to take him 6 months to figure out how to apply for monetization. And the text message I'm making after the show is, hey, man, I know you were kidding, but like, how do you apply for monetization?
Joe definitely just thought it's magic. So the fact you just said that means it's going to be at least 6 weeks.
What have I been saying to you right before we went live?
Yeah.
I'm going to get an email from YouTube any minute and then.
Saying, here's money?
No, saying you're monetized, but I'm sure that's not how it works. I got to.
No, you got to apply. No. You got to make it happen, Joe. You got to take a step. When you're done uploading all the audio, you can do that.
I have to, agree to be a YouTube partner?
Yes, you apply for monetization, and they're going to take a month, and they're going to see your show, and they're not going to approve you, and it's going to be great.
Wait, someone's actually going to watch this?
Hold on, hey, hold on. Hold your show for a second. Mersh is here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here, go ahead.
Hey, Mersh.
Look, I only walked in the room because I'm on my way out to, but I had to, I was overhearing half the conversation.
Okay.
So, am I to believe that you just thought that they were just going to start cutting you checks?
No. It's just, you know, Dan was.
People, is that they're like, hello, Mr. Coletta, you're part of the exclusive Diamond Club here on YouTube.
No,
it's. Immediately start giving you money.
You know,
just assume they're going to start sending them merchandise any minute now.
No, it's merch. It's like everything else. No, it's like everything else in my life. It. If it's new to me, I don't know what it is.
And he hates it.
Yeah, so I have to figure it out.
It's new to you, Joe. You listen to the same Pearl Jam album every day. You wear leather bracelets. Every day is the same. You know the Nine Inch Nails song? That's you, Joe.
Oh, it's Allison Chains today.
Well, I mean, yeah, fair enough.
You have to do some work. I know that. I got it. Just fucking, yeah, work. I know, but you gotta do some.
Right. Wait, is there really gonna be someone at YouTube headquarters watching this show before they agree to monetize it?
Oh yeah. They're gonna take a look at your show.
It's oh, we're so fucked.
Woman, probably, you know,
weight one, probably with a very interesting profile when she turns to the sides. I'm just saying. You're a very specific type of person.
Right, you're saying that she has like dimples on her cheek. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We
hold on. I'm going to give you back to Royce now because I got to go.
All right, love you, Merch. Love you, brother.
Good luck on the monetization. Welcome to Team YouTube.
I need it. Thanks.
I'm so glad to be part of the team.
I swear to God, now it's time to let you know on the prank. I just wanted you to get to 1,000 so I can see you suffer when you get demonetized.
This was a very long con prank. I mean, it started in March.
It was, but on the upside, it also wasted a lot of your time, which is nice.
That is good.
You do enjoy doing that. Shake Sam, I think I heard the doorbell. Maybe that's YouTube.
Frozen Asian says, Joe, you will get a handler assigned to you.
You need an AdSense account, too, by the way, which is something. Oh, my God. This is going to be so much work for me now.
No, I had an AdSense account. I just have to.
He had an AdSense account. He did.
Yeah, I just got to.
Well, I can't wait for 8 or 9 months from now when Joe starts this process.
I think it was inactive due to me being lazy and not doing a show for a year and a half.
Did you link your AdSense account to your AOL email address?
Actually, it's my Gmail, which I believe is
bigjoeystyle.aol.com.
By the way, I'm gonna do right now. If you want to hack Joe, this password is Pearl Jam Rules, but with a Z at the end.
Oh, it's edgy.
Capital Z. I thought that would fool everyone.
Oh, they'll never expect a capital at the end.
It's always in the beginning, the capital. Screw them all.
Oh, by the way, you also have to have a certain amount of listener minutes. So I'd recommend, like, maybe doing more than one show a week, which will help when you get monetized.
We were talking about that before the show, yeah.
Talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have any recollection, but apparently at some point I gave Dan a board.
Yeah, you did.
He showed me a picture of it. I have no recollection, but apparently.
Oh, no, you misunderstand him. You misunderstood him. You made him very bored. And like I am when I listen to your show.
Right.
Oh, no, man.
It's really.
No, Ben, now you're just a YouTube dude like us, you know? We're just ribbing each other now. Now that you've made it, you don't even have to try anymore.
Yeah, Joe. Oh, Joe, you're supposed to be trying?
I was trying?
No, you weren't.
Oh. Yeah, hey, Joe. At some point, whenever you want, maybe you put these up on podcast because it's only fans that are, you know, literally giving you money that want
to
hear you.
Literally asking for it. But you got to understand, Royce, that he was trying to listen to all the Pearl Jam albums in one weekend. So it just kind of took up his time.
It's like Guinness World Records, but for faggots.
Yes.
I
have all the live ones from 96. I wanted to get through them.
I actually have audio of Eddie Vedder just gargling with a Lister. It's really like nobody has it.
They cut it from the official bootleg, but I have the audience recording.
97 in Boise.
Joy.
And it's an FLAC file, even though it was recorded off of a fucking phone, so it's just terrible.
Frozen Asian.
But seriously, congratulations. I'm really happy for you guys. Absolutely happy for you guys. I'm glad that you finally hit 1,000. Now let's get you up to 2,000, which means, you know what that means, Joe? You have to continue trying.
I know. This is not something I'm known for, but
no,
I will. What?
No, look, I'm not saying that you give up, but I'm still waiting for that documentary to come out.
Okay, well, that's a different conversation.
No, he's going to release the clips.
Yeah.
Oh, remember when he was going to do that 2 months ago, which would have helped him get to 1,000 faster?
Thanks, Dan.
I was helping.
Oh.
Didn't I help just now? That was helpful.
Yeah,
you helped in a Royce kind of way, which is not help.
Oh, I helped Royce.
Yeah.
That was good.
Excuse me. It helped me. It helped me make fun of you. So he helped somebody.
See?
And look, just hit 1,000. I'm very, very proud of you. I'm going to go back to sitting here and watching your show. And hopefully, now that you've gained this fan base, you won't self-destruct as you normally do.
That is how I handle most situations, positive or negative. So, yeah, especially positive.
Mm.
Especially positive.
It's funny how
like blood test.
It's funny how, like, I've said this before on the show. I don't care if you want to call it dick sucking. There's friends that I live 10 minutes away from, 20 minutes away from, that I've known since I'm 16. Royce and I met in 2012. He lives in Florida. I'm in New York. And Royce knows me better than most of my friends.
Joe, look, I get it, but I'm not going to fuck you, dude. Like, get it.
But, I was going to text you after the show and ask. I wasn't going to do it live.
You didn't get those flowers?
You could have rejected me off the air.
I love that you have a bucket of vinyl that you cover up your microwave with, and I helped you get to 1,000. I'm the fucking crazy one.
I love that every single show you have to point that out for new listeners that yeah, think no, remember, I just have a record those player. Spider Robs behind
him what? Aren't cool. He's not in an old Virgin megastore, guys. This is his home that he covers his microwave up so he can microwave his White Castle burgers that he buys at the Sunoco.
Hey, it's an Exxon.
It's actually a Sunoco.
Oh, you're right. Of course it's a Sunoco.
It really is. It really is.
Of course, you're fucking trash. But I love you. Look, do your show. I'm really happy for you guys. Sky's the limit if you keep trying. And maybe, you know, do at least one more show a week. Whatever the date is, I'll make sure I plug it. People like you. I don't know why, but people like you. So
okay, I don't know
Joe's
why
just
either.
A lovable loser.
That's about as bad as
I can get. It sounded like a compliment at first.
The first part was
right. Then there was that last.
Joe's like Garfield, but instead of hating Mondays, he hates everything.
I mean,
and he microwaves his lasagna.
I did.
He hung up.
You know, he doesn't need help when he's breaking my balls, Dan.
I wasn't helping him break your. I was just giving a setup, and then he just spiked it down.
That's
onto
called
your
that's
face.
Called help.
I mean,
I'm not into sports at all, but okay. Like, that's like I mean, you know, setting up a dunk those, in a yeah. in a basketball thing.
Yeah, in the basketball
is that
match?
Called an
ollie
oop?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, hit a fucking ollie. Yeah,
I don't know sports. I hate sports.
Is a touchback good?
I've never been a fan of teams.
No,
whether
sure.
it's
just bet on it, you'll enjoy it a lot more.
Well, you know what? That is probably the only way I would enjoy it.
Make it a vice.
That's
how everything.
I've talked about it before. It's luckily like the only vice I've never fallen into
is gambling.
Yeah, I mean, if I did, I'd be much more broke than I am now. So
maybe rich. Maybe you're super good at it.
Well, don't do that because then my brain's gonna work that way and go, I need to buy more lottery tickets.
Lisa says, "Joe, I scored with a 6-year-old puppet lady 10 years ago, Coletta."
I don't know how that fits into the
doesn't it just really funny
thing, but thank you, Lisa.
It was just really funny.
Thank you. That was not nice, JG. Joe Dan carries the show on his back, Coletta. What? That's not a nickname. That's a little fucking wordy, don't you think? I mean, that's not.
I felt like it rolled.
It's not a middle name.
I felt like it rolled.
There's six words there. It's not a middle name. Maureen, I believe it's called an assist, Joe. I love the fact that a woman is teaching me about sports. It's not the first time.
Is it because women people don't know sports, Joe, like you?
That's where I was going with that.
Okay.
And thank you for calling me out.
Anytime, buddy.
So I'm sure my girlfriend was just as happy
Joe
as
Joe gambles he... every day he gets in his Toyota Solera.
It is an 04.
Fucking Royce.
It is an 04 with 119,000 miles, and I wonder every time when I'm going down a hill and I let off the gas, the car jumps back at me.
That's probably not good.
No, it's probably not. I should probably get looked at. If only I worked
only
in a job
access to
where,
somewhere.
Yeah, if only it was easy to get a car looked at.
Just don't want to.
I just can't be bothered, like most things. Speaking of that, the hold up with uploading the audio. I have stop it. I have them all ready to go. I have the MP3 saved. Remember in the old days when we would upload a show, we put highlights?
Yeah.
And Royce mentioned that last week. I thought I had to go back to every show and listen and write down highlights. So that's... Why are you looking at me like that?
You're going to go back and listen to every show?
I started to. That's why it's not
God
done yet.
Fucking damn.
But I'm not going to do that for the early shows.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do that. Stop that now.
I'm sorry.
So I'm just going to upload the audio after the show.
You heard that, guys.
Yes.
What comes first, audio or 1500?
Or sleep. But yeah, I will.
No sleep till audio.
Kitty Razor, women are people. What?
Oh, Joey. Yeah, they actually are, Joe. I'm sorry. Joe, I secretly root for the Chicago Bears, Colette.
Joe, I can carve through a basement window with a buck knife, Colette. Oh, fuck. Well, okay. Oh, thank you, Miami MILF. There's what Royce would call an OG listener. Miami MILF in the
You're
chat.
Adorable, is that one?
Yeah,
that's
I'm just
the one you went
that's...
for, all those insults, and you went with you're adorable in there.
Oh, there's insults in there?
Just not seeing him like a fucking T-Rex.
Yeah, I tune them out, like the phone when I'm at work. The phone will ring
thank you, Agent
six
Orange.
Times, and if someone doesn't pick it up, I just pretend I'm doing something. And that it's not 2 feet away from my face. I don't like talking to people.
Agent Orange says I have his sympathies.
Huh?
Agent Orange says I have his sympathies because God knows I try. I try.
Speaking of that, we
could... Oh, JG has a question, Joe. You want to go for that one, Mr. Coletti?
Why is everyone calling me Coletti?
Oh, because we watched that clip last week. Do you want to play it again? Did you forget?
No, I fully remember now. Thank you. I do not need a refresher. If you did not see last week's show, some fucking asshole...
I don't know who it was.
...brought up not just the fact, but the link of me doing stand-up from 2007... My first time on stage, and it was beyond dreadful. We played it last week, and I don't know how it came up. It had to do with that, obviously, that I was going to go on stage tomorrow night at an open mic.
And return.
Now, I was informed on what, Tuesday?
Tuesday. From another mysterious person.
The same asshole.
Oh.
Our producer, Dennis.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to say it was Dennis, definitely. Because it was obviously... some mysterious producer that we don't know.
Oh. We like our producers mysterious. We like having strangers produce the show.
Yeah, Dennis posted that great clip of your stand-up.
Might as well be. He's not here.
2007, the year we all were cringe. Wasn't 2007? Was it that long ago?
Which is what... Yeah.
Wow.
Which is what makes my stand-up so bad, because, yeah, I thought shocking equaled funny.
Oh, by the way, Frozen Asian makes a great point in the chat there real quick.
What is that?
We reached that goal for the month, and I get to read Joe's joke book.
Shit, that's right. I did agree to that as well.
You did agree to that.
I made a lot of bad decisions last week.
You did?
Problem with...
Who the fuck are you?
Oh.
Now that the countdown to 1,000 is over, what's the next countdown going to be?
Well, I would say 2,000 OJ's White Bronco.
Probably 2,000 and me getting to read new joke books. Will things ever be the same again?
It's the final countdown. Nailed it.
That's good.
I mean, it's kind of fitting.
But real good. Final countdown. It's final countdown.
Yeah. That was really bad. I got it. Okay, so yeah, I agreed that if we hit our September goal in Streamlabs, that I would hand over that same joke book that I read from on stage. Now, in the video you saw, I did not perform all the jokes that
I
wrote.
He only did the best ones.
Yep.
I get to read the ones that didn't make the cut.
And you saw what made the cut. So that should give you some insight into what... I will hand the notebook, that Mead notepad, over to Dan, and he will read all of my...
I will perform your best jokes.
Stand-up jokes from 2007, if we hit the goal by the end of September. That is...
Noda Dildo, we're already 19.33% there. Noda Dildo wants to know if you censored the album cover behind you.
Yes, I did.
We didn't want to get in trouble for that.
Now that we're big time YouTube,
yeah,
I had to do this.
There's a little.
This is the European version of the album.
Tushy in there.
Ooh, be careful! My goodness. We're on YouTube.
Oh my goodness!
If you don't know, this is an incredible album by Roger Waters with Eric Clapton.
Did you have a backup album behind it? So no one saw your microwave.
Fuck you in the mouth.
After the show.
God damn it. An asshole.
You had a fucking backup.
I love it. Because it was like 3 minutes before the show, and I'm looking at the OBS. I'm going, they're not going to be able to read that post-it note. I might have to hold it up against the thing. And when I do, I can't have a microwave there. And then I ran to get a backup record. So Dan knows fully well what he was asking me. Asshole. Hi, Marie.
Royce wants that book.
The what?
Royce says he wants the book. The joke book.
Oh.
Joke book.
Oh, so, yeah, we got to finish. So, okay.
Can I finish?
About tomorrow night.
Okay.
I feel bad because Maureen messaged me on Facebook about coming, and I didn't even know the name of the club until Maureen told me.
You really put a lot of work into this one, Joe.
Well, I've been focusing on my writing.
Right, that's what you were doing.
Where I'm performing.
You're focusing. Yeah, an artist doesn't worry about the venue. It's more just about the art.
Right. So.
How am I going to get this abortion a joke over?
So.
Sure to
tomorrow night, it's not happening. This is nothing to do with me.
Joe decided he doesn't want to do it.
I'm doing it.
Joe's just like...
The comedy club normally has open mic every Friday.
They didn't give him his own green room.
Dennis told me on Tuesday, this Friday they're having a normal booked show. So it's going to be next Friday.
He wanted to have his own green room.
Are you sitting in the same room as me?
What? Were you talking again? I'm sorry. I didn't even notice. That's weird. He's on? Huh.
I will be going up next Friday.
They had to cancel the show. There was the reports of a mysterious person in a leather jacket trying to cut their windows with a knife, and they had to close down and investigate. He was mixing powders.
Joe, it's all about the Kraft Coletta.
He was mixing different powders together.
No, not that Kraft.
Who the fuck are you?
Congrats on 1K, Joe. And now, here's Wonderwall.
Thank you, Big Salty.
Oh, good. One of Joe's favorite songs. Thank you.
That would be a good celebration song for 1,000 subscribers.
That Joe's been waiting for this.
Yes.
Instead of the final countdown. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
Joe, I didn't know you did karaoke this also.
What it would sound like if I sang.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like in the car.
Yeah, my girlfriend can attest.
This is you on the way to work every day?
Yep.
Driving throughout the tri-state area.
This guy's not trying to be funny, Dan.
He's just belting it?
Because
he knows how to sing?
He's...
We don't know, so we chase this devil
away, yeah. He's being sick. Oh my god, he wooed.
This is a great day, Mr. Barishow.
Tin Man.
4K subs and we are inching closer to your Streamlabs goal. I could not find a cover for your favorite song, but I did find this.
Oh, good.
It's Rose Nation. This is a great day, Mr. Baruchel. But it's not my name. 1,000 subs and we are inching closer to your Streamlabs goal. I cannot find a cover. Well, what'd you find? I don't see anything attached, Frozen.
Tin Man here.
By the way, I was in a restaurant over the weekend with my girlfriend.
Congratulations on that.
Yes, it was a place you go and sit down, you get menus. I took her there.
Yeah, I get food usually as a hole in the side of a building.
That's called a drive-thru.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried.
There's a reason I'm not going to make it to 50, Joe.
The reason I'm not going to make it to 50, but it's not food. I do my self-medicating from the damage is on the inside for me. I can't see it. I don't know when it's going to happen. All the organ damage.
Joe's last words. That feels funny.
But the waiter comes over, this new kid.
On the block.
And before he can get through the specials, he goes, did anyone ever tell you, you really look like, and I just.
You're on my favorite radio show. You're famous.
No, that's.
And then Joe put on his sunglasses and signed him an autograph.
As I didn't look him in the eyes.
Yeah, whatever. Signed his napkin, threw it at him.
Believe it or not, that was...
signed a roll. Here you go, fuckface.
Sign the napkin that you're supposed to put on your lap, but I'm not fancy, so I don't do that. Give me a napkin I can wipe my fucking hands and mouth with. Like, you know, a paper napkin. This fucking sheet away from me.
Cloth napkins?
Yeah.
I don't do cloth napkins.
Oh, they're stupid.
Why are these forks metal?
I'm not a fucking slob. I don't drip food on my lap. Why do I have to put it over my fucking legs?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Barishel.
It's not my... That's all he said. Frozen
Agent. That's it?
That's all he said. So the waiter goes, I'm sorry to do this. You really look like... I just put my head down because I knew
it was... Who the fuck are you?
I go...
I want that joke book.
Well...
Who wants the joke book?
Maybe I could scan copies of it.
Where is it? Oh, no.
And
my ass. To get in my ass. Alright, it's enough shit, yo. Should be working all day in this shit. All working, no play makes flaming fresh as dog boy in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna play your shit? You know I wanna play with your shit.
That was from Humble Royce.
That was a scene from the very infamous film I made in 2003 called Can I Help You?
Jay Baruchel flick.
No.
Well known.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's the short
right
film
he
that,
was in 40-year-old version
that I'm not sure my girlfriend knew about until Royce was on speakerphone in my car last night telling her that I did a short film.
She hasn't watched it yet?
No, she hasn't.
Oh, she should sit down and watch it.
Well,
she can go to one of the private screenings. That's when Joe shows it here.
Yeah. That's yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not allowed to go home at night until I've watched it once. That's a rule.
Each week.
Each week.
So the way to go, and I know what he's going to say, so I just go, the guy from... Just not the interview. Yeah, you ever been? Yeah, I've heard that before, and I think you could tell by the look on my face because I'm really horrible at hiding emotions on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Zero poker face.
Yeah, it's usually anger and like anger.
Okay. He picked up on that and
no way.
Quickly dropped it and took my drink order, which is all I really wanted him to do.
I just had to point out, dude, there was a joke the Tin Man made a minute ago.
Go ahead.
Royce Daywave, Mersh Nightwave, Joe Microwave. Fucking amazing.
All right.
It was a few minutes ago, but I had to.
That is pretty goddamn funny.
God damn it, that was funny.
That is fucking funny. But yeah, now to go back to... Sorry, we're all over the place. I know it's new for the show.
Yeah, usually it's just a straight line.
Yeah, if you're a new listener, this never happens.
One of the thousand.
Right. Never get sidetracked, never go all over the place.
Yeah.
Half the things we bring up, never come back to because I forget. That never happens.
Never. Just, Joe does not have Xanax brain in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
I don't have to keep notes on where the conversation has gone.
Dr. Brony, you may not be a slob, but you're still a child. Only at heart, not mentally. There's a difference. See, Beckers is agreeing with me about the napkin. It's fucking useless.
Oh, someone's calling us, Joe.
You know what? I should write that down. Maybe I'll do that as part of my open mic.
You're gonna open with the cloth napkin?
I'm not going to open with it, but maybe I could do a bit about... I should write this down.
Do it, yeah. Live on air, write your joke about the napkin.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hey, Joe and Dan.
Hey, Marie. How you doing?
Hey. Well, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on having such an awesome friend like Royce to get you 1,000 subs. I
couldn't agree more.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
It really is. Your husband is incredible.
He is.
But seriously, congratulations, guys.
Thank you. You two
are my favorite outside of the shows I do, except for when you don't give me credit for my fucking joke. Tin Man stole it from me, Dan.
Oh, I didn't know. I only saw Tin Man. Okay. Joe makes me pay attention to him sometimes, so I can't see the chat every once in a while because he gets very upset.
Yeah, I look up at Dan if he's not.
The chat moves fast.
It does, which is a very good problem to have, and it's thanks to your husband who is incredible.
Not as incredible as you two boys. Keep up the good work.
Jeez,
I just heard someone yelling in the background. I can't imagine who that is.
I don't know.
No one's yelling. You guys have a lovely night.
Thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
Have a good night.
Aww.
Bye-bye.
That was nice.
Hang up before he gets on the phone.
She already did.
Okay, good. Good.
That was so different from the usual hippo juice calls that come through. No one yelled at you.
Well, that's because it was the lovely, sweetheart Marie. It wasn't Royce Eva Lopez. What are you doing? Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I'm making a joke.
Nailed it.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Are you going to do that one after the napkins?
Fucking cunt.
What's the deal with these cloth napkins over here, right? I'm like, give me a paper napkin. I can't steal this and keep it in my car. I got to wash it.
You say wash?
I got to wipe, but my hands are still dirty.
What am I going to come in on the highway?
Compared to Wendy's napkins and how those are better.
The you know what's better for Wendy's? The yellow napkins, these shitty brown ones. Am I right?
That's right. Before I got...
Did I do your first minute just there?
Royce the chat. Royce Evil Lopez? Question mark. LOL, Royce the Evil Lopez. Look, I was answering you, Dan.
No, don't put me on. I have nothing to do with
you. You started it.
Bad idea.
You were talking about how different it was to get a phone call from that number and have it be really sweet.
Because I thought she was going to, yeah, I thought it was going to be Royce.
I was just saying.
Ripping your ass open. I was going to laugh.
Hold on. Marie doesn't have a wrench? What is that about? Hang on. Let me fix that.
Give Marie
right now.
A wrench.
I have to. I got to find her in the chat. Give me a second.
Yeah, stop. We'll stop the show real quick so you can just handle that whole thing.
Okay, well, I'm trying to handle the fact that I was just...
No, go ahead.
...kidding about...
No, you insulted Royce, that's fine.
I did not insult him. I was making a joke.
No, it's he only put in a lot of work to get us to...
it's only because he's like...
I think this is going to be a different call from the last one, Joe.
You don't think this is going to be
Murray? I got a feeling this call is going to be... Joe, I think this call is going to be a little different than the last call.
Hello?
Excuse the fuck me?
Uh-oh. I think you fucked up, Joe.
I was making a joke.
Excuse the fuck me?
Oh,
first off, my whole wife calls you and she says things that I don't agree with. I don't agree with the things she said. Secondly, Royce, Evo Lopez, me? I'm sorry. Let me see. 1K. G. Real evil of me. You know what, Joe? You ungrateful shit.
Joe, the ungrateful Coletta.
Fucking Royce. Ungrateful piece of shit. I swear to God, by November, it'll be the Cousin Dan show. You keep playing this game.
I'm not playing a game. I was just pointing out the difference between you calling and your wife calling. It's just a little sweeter version.
There's fucking 1,000 guineas I could stuff in there with your shit stories. You think you're the only one? All right? A lot of people... A lot of people were almost molested too when they were young, bro. A lot of people tried to kill themselves. You're not fucking weak, bro. I'll replace you. Not you, Dan. And you're an angel.
Thank you.
He just called you an angel?
Yes.
You started that.
What did I do?
Yeah, I don't know. You brought up the difference.
You're the one who called him evil. I just said she was very nice and usually joking.
Oh.
Do you have that other...
I love that man.
You want the blue? I know you love that man.
I mean, it's not like I spent the first 10 minutes saying how much I love that guy.
Then you call him evil.
But I was joking, clearly.
Nah, I don't think so.
Good God almighty.
Ed Krause says evil wave.
All right.
God damn it.
So, again, not tomorrow, the Friday after that, I will be doing the open mic that I promised because... Well, I promised it on the air, and I can't go back.
You can't go back now.
Again, I did not put this off. I would have probably stayed up all night writing, quote, jokes, called in sick to work tomorrow, and then gone on stage, had it not been canceled. Mm-hmm. But I'm just putting it out there. I had no hand in it getting moved. I'm ecstatic that it's moved.
I know you are. I have
more time to write. And put it off like every other thing.
Yeah, I know. You'll write all of it at like 6:15 that night.
I probably still will do that even though I have a week. You're not wrong.
I do the show with you every week. I know. Every week I gotta take care of this one minute thing that should take me about a minute before next week's show.
Can you?
And at 6:55, I didn't do that fucking one thing I had to do.
Can you give me an example? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have to give you an example for that?
Yeah.
How about the time Royce was trying to help you with the echo?
That
every time I got it for 3 fucking weeks.
Yeah, I bet for you new listeners, anytime someone would donate in the Streamlabs, the who the fuck are you guy in the message would have an echo, which was really irritating, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and Royce told me that night when he Skyped in to yell at me that it was open somewhere else, and I said no, it's not. And I continued to search forums and message boards about OBS, about how to fix an echo. And then I realized I had it open in a different scene in OBS. Yeah. So, okay, I guess that's one example.
That's one example.
I mean, that's just a small little...
The audio.
Audio's not important to a show.
People have been asking you to upload for weeks.
You're going to keep going?
I thought you said that was only one.
I wasn't asking for more.
Oh, I thought you wanted more.
No, I'm sorry. I say I get the point. I know there's more. Please stop.
I will stop, yes. let's move on to something else then.
Okay. I will upload the audio tonight. All right. Jesus, Leonard.
Oh, yeah, your nincompoop face. Nincompoop.
Yeah, that was a long phase.
It's a month and a half.
I mean, we were working the kinks out, you know.
Yeah, but it was a kink. It was one kink.
Not a dildo. Joe, have you got any stories of Royce Lopez slinging dick?
Oh, it's nada, not noda. God, I'm fucking dumb. You know, I just figured out that a mega wolf That's his name. It's not like OMG. It's Omega Wolf.
I thought it was OMG. Well,
no, it's Omega. It's like he just uses
other threes and E.
Yeah, I'm like really like I scare. Like I'm allowed to drive a car. It's fucking scary sometimes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's internet lingo. Well, no, the answer is no. No, Royce got very lucky. He already was with his lovely wife when I met him, so I have no dick slinging stories to tell you. And I know that's a Joe Rogan thing. I do listen to Daywave. I do. Can't chat all the time. Different work situation. Boring details, not getting into it, but yeah. Okay. I peek truth and actually donate, ask ROTC free speech? What is NorCal talking about?
I don't know.
I think you meant to say I speak truth. What truth? Why am I reading this?
I don't know. You read it.
Yeah. That's what happens a lot with me. I do something, and immediately after, I go, why am I doing this?
Plenty of stupid. Royce. You've had plenty of Royce calls this week.
I can't get enough of Royce calls.
No, I'm talking about last night.
It might look the other way, but I love that man to death.
Oh, every time I see the thing come up, I know it's going to be gold, and I can just sit back and listen.
Sit back and listen, or join in?
I just sit back and listen. Sometimes I help him.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like he might not want to make fun of you.
So Let me ask you something. You ever been to Applebee's?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever see those riblets?
They have a special going on.
Do they have a special?
Yeah, this week.
Cool. Guys, that means he's firing me. It's been good. See, Joe's made it now. He's got his thousand. He doesn't need me anymore.
We made it.
Royce is evil.
I'm
going to Applebee's, apparently.
No, you're not going to Applebee's.
Joe's just made his decision. I'm a big stand-up star now.
No, I'm a little on edge because even though it's pushed off a week, I still have in the back of my head that it's a reality of, fuck, I have to go back on stage.
Yeah.
The last time was, when was that roast that I did?
It was when BJ and Shannon got married.
When was that?
2006, 2015, something like that, 2016, something like that.
So at least 4 years. Yeah. And that wasn't me going up and doing a stand-up set. If you remember, I drove down there to be an audience member and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, and you hopped up and roasted a little bit.
Well, it was a long car ride, and I was writing as I was driving, which is very safe to do, especially when you're not using, you know, one of a thousand apps you could download on your phone to just record your voice into. I had actual note cards with a pen as I was driving. And when I got there, I showed a couple to Dan, and Dan's like, why don't you go up? I'm like, all right. So I went up, and it was fun. And I wasn't horrible.
No.
But that was because it was a roast. And I guess the way I was brought up, which was a very happy way of being brought up, I have a knack for being mean to people in a funny way.
Yeah.
That's not accurate. See, it wasn't funny to me. But I guess I...
Everyone else laughed, so they thought it was a bit. You were just being angry.
Okay, fair enough. I have a way of channeling my anger into humor. I'm scared of being too happy because I'm afraid I'll stop being.
Dave Rambo says, just subscribe. Please don't fire Dan. Thank you, Dave Rambo, new subscriber.
That was just a little joke.
Speaking of Frozen Nation, speaking of Applebee's, where's Ian?
Ian called in sick again for what, the sixth show in a row?
He was last to being August. He was here.
Ian's married with kids. He's got, like, got responsibilities that no one wants.
We're just lonely fucks, so we can just do this.
I mean, yeah, you know, we both have girlfriends we love and are close with, but it's different when
my girlfriend pats me on the head and gives me a lunchbox and says, "Have a good show, sweetie." And then
right. But Ian's got to deal with. I think it's like a recital he had to go to.
I don't know. It's some grown up thing.
Just stuff that I would never imagine doing in my real life. That I'm probably going to end up doing, but. Just hasn't clicked yet. What's that?
Nothing. I was just laughing at something in the chat there.
Okay.
If you...
Ian is hilarious.
Joe, where are my breadsticks, Coletta?
Oh, that. Frozen Asian. It just didn't work anymore. Just, you know, I tried several times. Just didn't...
Danny's saying, I'm married with kids and I'm here. Bullshit excuse.
I'll be sure to relate that to Ian, who's probably listening to the show on his AirPod while he's watching his kid's recital. So he probably heard that in real time. I don't have to relay anything.
He won't be here next week.
Lisa, Ian's too busy drinking boxed wine. Easiest way to smuggle it into a high school or wherever the fuck he is.
Frozen Nation is swinging away.
Oh.
Wasn't Kenny supposed to be on too?
Oh, so you want to read that one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant to read something else. I read the wrong one by accident.
Okay, I'm just saying you can read this other one.
I love Kenny.
I do too. And yeah, I have to finish editing Kenny's sister's wedding video before I feel comfortable asking him to do my show, because I promised him I'd do that 4 years ago, and I feel like a piece of shit. So I got to get on that as well.
Why don't you just give him the raw footage at this point and let him just figure it out?
That's what they asked for, but I'm afraid to give the raw footage because I know there's going to be parts of that.
Where you say horrible things?
No, where, well, it's going to be me and you walking around pointing the camera at some girl's...
I would never.
...tits and saying something, and it's going to turn out to be a relative of the bride or whatever, no. And they're going to see
if
that.
If that had happened, you would have already sent me a clip of it.
You're assuming that I went through all of the footage.
Oh, okay. It's Starlord 22. Joe, do you know who I am, Coletta?
Beckers, if you're worried about being too happy, Cousin Joe, just get married and have a kid. That'll do it. I mean.
Joe goes to high school recitals, too, and an IROC Z to meet chicks.
Royce. Royce.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Well.
Damn. Joe, I think they're swinging away at you a little bit there in the chat.
Even Marie.
Yeah, even Marie.
I promise to do lots of things like documentaries.
Yeah.
Frozen Asian, how's Nick doing? Well, Nick is doing great. He, unlike your first question, Frozen Asian, gelled incredibly well with everyone on the show.
Yeah, I love him.
Chemistry-wise.
I got to work with him a few times. He's fucking amazing.
Nick is one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life. He can't come down as often at all because he just had a kid. And I showed you, did I show you the picture of me and his kid?
Yeah, you, Joe Coletta holding a child, which I didn't even think was legal.
Not just that, I never thought, like, I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the show with Nick's kid, have I? I don't know why I'm worried about repeating myself, because I do it all the time on the show.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
Yeah, I'm sure they're used to it. But up until Nick had a kid, every other friend, and there's been quite a few,
mm-hmm.
that have had kids and sent me the kid's picture, I was like, oh. Cute, yeah, whatever. Kid. And I couldn't give a fuck if it was a picture of their kid or a picture of the latest Blu-ray they bought. It would be the same emotional same reaction. I would be like, oh, okay, that's a nice thing new that you got. Okay.
Your kid has a good soundtrack.
Couldn't give a fuck less. But Nick's kid, look at this. This is, I mean, you can't see the
look at Joe.
Kid's face.
That thing on Joe's face, that's a smile?
It rarely happens.
It never happens.
But I don't know if Nick wants me showing his kid's face, so I'm just going to use this one for now.
Yeah.
Is the most adorable... I love this kid to death. I never thought I would be, like, emotional about someone's kid, or a kid.
He's getting all fucking misty-eyed right now. Look at this shit.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you.
It's all sad.
It's weird. I never... It's, you know, and Nick's like a brother to me. So
Joe's biological clock is ticking.
I have a carpet, so you didn't hear. I just stomped the floor three times.
It was very funny. He stomped in his high heels.
Yes.
Just like his favorite
Miami MILF. Nick has a baby, man. Kids ruin everything. Yeah, like fucking fireworks. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get into that.
The chat. Maureen says aw. Miami MILF says aw. And then the middle Agent Orange says haunting.
Marie, press F in the chat for Nick. And there's
a bunch of Fs.
I have to show Nick.
Yeah.
Joe sold cigarettes to classmates at recess, Coletta. No, I didn't associate with classmates. I would walk out by myself.
Just that slow gal that you got the handy from.
That was in BOCES, not...
Oh, so it wasn't really a classmate? You could just take advantage of her because it was BOCES?
Yeah, some retard in the next room.
Yep. You just,
you know,
dangled a carrot in front of her? And did a quick bait and switch?
Frozen Asian weight, choke and handle kids. Yeah, it's the first kid I... Dude... I should not say this live on the show. I have a cousin who had a kid like a year ago. I've never held it. I have no desire to. I've been in the same room with it.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
The baby?
Yeah, I don't really give a shit, like, at all.
It's okay.
If I whisper on radio, people can't hear me, right?
I don't think that's how whispering works.
Okay. But with Nick's kid, I can't get enough of him. I fucking can't.
Lisa wants you to start making some Guido babies.
Dude, I held. I look. There was a point. pretty much, I woke up the baby just to hold it. I mean, that's...
Wanderer 02012. What? Joe wants to have a big kid so he can leave it.
Well, I don't want to...
Joe Tard Wrangler Coletta.
What?
Joe Tard Wrangler Coletta.
No, I heard you. I just...
Oh. I didn't pronounce it correctly.
Royce, you don't have to keep going with that, because... Marie, same thing. You don't have to keep going with that, because...
Joe just wants a child.
You know, it might happen. Look, I've never thought about it seriously up until a couple of months ago. Between meeting who I'm with now and then seeing Nick's kid, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And a year ago, I would have made the face Dan's making right now, which is the... Fuck off smirk.
It's not a fuck off smirk. It's just adorable that you feel. You gotta remember, man, I met you. The curve of since I've known you, like, it's pretty impressive.
I've always been slow maturing, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be 36 in November, and I'm just now. Yeah, I'm getting that itch to maybe do that. I don't know. But my point is, a year ago, I would have dismissed the idea. Fuck, 6 months ago, I think I would have dismissed the idea. Probably, right, straight yeah. away. I don't know. Well, shut up, Royce. I said that in the most polite way possible. Royce typed, when are you popping the question?
Royce says...
If you're listening to this on the audio feed, then I'm going to upload later.
Joe can't get married. It. He can't even upload an MP3. Fucking Royce.
Well...
yeah, is your kid going to get to see Flamin' Stoner. Fresh?
Sorry, Joe. J.J. Stoner, who, by the way, subscribe. I love J.J. Stoner. He's been around since forever.
Way back, yeah.
Joe called me Daddy Coletta. That sounds creepy.
It does. I think that might have been what he thinks you were saying to the,
that's
the
not,
nice gal you met.
That's not where I was going with
you
that.
You sat in the jungle gym.
No, but I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time on this. Have you thought about that?
What?
You probably want to talk about this on the air as much as I do
I'm
right
sure,
now.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's change the subject.
Yeah,
let's
wait.
Let's talk about something else. About this. I'm fucking sorry.
It's a terrifying idea to be in charge of another life. Like, I can't figure mine out, and I've been at it for nearly 40 years.
You think I have mine figured out?
No, of course not. Exactly. We're sitting in a basement right now talking to strangers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Strangers we love.
We love, yeah. I mean, yeah, I
emphasis on the basement.
I
and
laugh
size of it.
And joke with these people more than people I know, like in person.
So why? Because most people are faggots these days. You can't make a joke. Oh shit, we're monetized. Can I not say that?
No, we're not. That's the problem.
Shit.
Why don't you apply next week?
Fuck.
They probably won't listen back to the old ones.
Someone's going to listen to or watch the show before they decide if we're monetized.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Joe, don't touch my record, you little shits, Coletta. No, but man, that's just a terrifying idea of having a little...
Yeah, sorry, Guido Torpedo. I scratched all my dad's records trying to play as a kid. Look forward to that. You know, if I have a kid, I have to build several cages. No, not for the kid. Cages for my cages records. Cages for my fireworks.
You almost said a different word.
I did. Cages for my firearms, maybe. And... other valuables. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of cages if I have a kid.
Marie says, Dan, you're doing just fine. Pop out a few kids.
Becker's, Joe's girlfriend has to be the most extremely patient person on earth. Yes, she is. She's amazing. Do you know what we did this weekend? Hope she doesn't mind I'm talking about this. So.
Did you do sex?
Saturday night. And I'm sorry that this subject is going to come up again. I've been meaning to wean off on...
the fireworks?
Yep. The firework talk.
When you say you're trying to wean off, it's either fireworks or Pearl Jam.
So...
If fireworks play during Pearl Jam, do you come automatically or does it take a minute?
Takes a minute.
Okay.
Can you excuse me while I just...
Are you leaving?
No, I'm just going to head over to our Pennsylvania studio.
I can't do this alone.
I'm heading over to my Pennsylvania studio.
Oh, okay. I feel like Garth in that scene in Wayne's World when Wayne left. You ever see that scene in Scanners, where the dude's head explodes? Oh, you're back in Pennsylvania already.
It's a very...
It's convenient being in the dual tri-state area.
The border that we're in, it's amazing how close Pennsylvania is
and
to
And traffic
here.
At this time isn't bad.
So I just want to give everyone an idea, okay? For years, the biggest thing you could buy aside from cakes.
I like cakes.
Is a mortar shell.
What the fuck is that thing?
This you place in a tube.
Are we on a list again?
No. This is legal. It's a classy
YouTube person who has got to watch this.
Fuck, this is the monetization episode?
No, next week should be, I think.
We're broadcasting from Pennsylvania where this is legal.
Yeah, we are.
So it doesn't matter.
Live from Pennsylvania?
Yes. So this is what you put in a tube, Dan. You light it, it'd go up, yeah. And it would make what you would see
if
at a
fireworks display, that would happen.
But
yes.
Smaller, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these have been around
for
decades. It
literally looks like a cartoon bomb, like in a video game.
It's a very small version of what you see at shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, this has been around for decades. Since then, this is called a ball shell.
Right.
I've lit these many times.
I'm not shocked at that.
Since then, they came out with canister shells.
This literally looks like what children think.
You put this in a mortar tube, you light it, goes up, makes it nice, colorful,
boom.
And a boom.
Yeah.
Now, I've never lit one of these before. In Pennsylvania, I have a lot of them. I don't have them at my other place, but in Pennsylvania, I have a lot of them, and I've never lit one. So Saturday night,
Joe's got that. Dual house money from his moving career.
Yep. I drove around with my girlfriend around the area at my other place in New York.
Uh huh.
And look for streets to light it off at.
Did you?
And I had to get her okay on which was a good spot to pull over, get out of the car, light it, and get back in. Now, this is... Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reiterating Becker's point
about
how patient my girlfriend is.
Right.
She even entertained this trip. And, you know, there were a couple times she went, no, there's a house right there. So, Roy, shut up. And I still...
Lisa wants to know if that's a butt plug. It is not. He still has his butt plug in right now.
It's not a butt plug.
He doesn't take it out till the show is over.
Joe, don't smoke around me, Colette. Great safe instructions, Joe.
White bot. Joe, I'll get that Roadrunner one of these days, Coletta. Actually, these all do come from Acme.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Marie wants to know if you have
that wascoey firework.
It goes up in the air in the tube. Marie, remember I was in your backyard and you yelled at me because I was annoying your dog?
And neighbors.
I was lighting this. I was putting one of these in the tube. Now, granted, what I bought was in South Carolina and it was what they call an overload. That means, Dan, see, the firework regulations only allow a certain amount of powder.
Oh.
Flash powder, it's called. Mm. And I bought ones that were imported that are technically not supposed to be sold, and they made very loud bangs that Marie did not appreciate because she has a very cute, adorable dog that doesn't like noises, like fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. I answered Marie's question. You could put the book down.
Oh, good.
Okay. Joking
firework talk is almost as exciting as tech talk.
All right. Appreciate
that. That's not in the chat. I just said that myself.
I know that. Okay. I wasn't looking for it. Mm. I heard your voice in there. Thank you.
Anytime. Oh, a call.
Okay. Put it in the microwave. You're nonsense. What microwave? Hello?
First of all, Dan, hello.
Hi.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Joe, yes. Boy. I remember you lighting fireworks in my backyard. And no, I was not concerned about my dog. I was concerned about the multitude of neighbors at 2 in the fucking morning.
Was it that late?
Yes, it was 2 in the morning.
Oh.
That's why it wasn't cute.
I forgot that part. Oh.
That's why it wasn't cute. It wasn't cute. It wasn't 4th of July, and it wasn't 8 o'clock.
It was like
it was
a Wednesday.
Oh. I'm sorry again.
It was awful. It's been 2 in the morning. And you thought that it was fine, and it was not fine.
Okay, I'm sorry about that again. I forgot how late it was. Oh, God, it was really 2 in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, what an asshole
was
I was.
Several Bud Light Platinums into the evening, sir.
That makes sense. I expected that.
Oh, the Platinums.
Be part of it, yeah. Platinums have 6%, Dan, not 5.
Oh, well then.
So, yeah.
That's your excuse.
Oh, okay.
I always appreciate you visiting my house, but leave the fireworks in Pennsylvania.
Next time I see you and Royce, which will be soon, I will not bring any fireworks.
Technically, those were from the Carolinas.
I hear
something. Dan, you're doing fantastic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marie. Heard someone yelling in the
Have
background.
A good night.
Yep, hang up. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. So now you got yelled at by both people in the household.
Oh, shit. Was it really that late, dude?
It was pretty late.
Wow, I forgot about that part.
It was pretty late. Yeah, I didn't yell at you just because it was fun for me. It was because I didn't want you to be defriended by your closest friends. Like, it was for you.
No, I never was annoyed at you telling me not to do it.
I know. I felt cunty doing it, but I knew it was the greater good, Joe. It was to stop a fight for the next day.
All right. This is exciting, Dan.
What's exciting?
Along with 1,000 subscribers, yeah, comes the first time since we've been doing the show in March.
Yeah.
Was that Doc that timed out that cunt? Just ban him. Kick him the fuck out.
What happened?
Get the fuck rid of him. Get him out.
What happened?
Go ahead.
I didn't see what happened.
We got our first kick the fuck out ban. It's fun. Some faggot was talking shit.
Oh.
Get him the fuck out.
Okay. You can do that for every single...
No, it's just because it's new to me.
Oh, okay.
You know how I am. I get excited.
You know you're having a good time.
I'm
and
a very excitable boy. Warren Zevon wrote a song about me.
Sentence now. It's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were talking. I talked over you. I'm still doing it.
That's fine. No, that's okay. I've only been doing this for 10 years. That's fine. Do whatever you want.
Sorry, go on.
Ron Stone says, you know you're having a good time and your friends are giving you what for, but they're still your friends.
Aww. Very true. Fuck. 2 a.m. Eastern is 8 p.m. Coletta time.
Says I'm good shit.
Sorry, what?
Ladder says I'm good shit. Thank you.
They're correct.
Yeah, 8 p.m. 2 a.m.
Back
is
then,
8
that,
p.m.
that person,
yeah.
Sorry, it's de trois quoi. I don't know if it's male or female. That person is beyond accurate. Years ago, 2 a.m. was my 8 p.m. That's just...
2 a.m. was Joe's time to shine. That was fireworks and drunkenly messaging people. That's when Joe came out to play.
Not just people, but like...
Women you talked to once 4 years ago? Yeah, I know.
And then the morning after, when I wake up, I would literally squint at my computer screen, loading up Facebook Messenger, going, what did I say to who the night before?
Hey, you remember that one time we kind of talked?
Oh, dude, there was one.
Here's my dick.
No, there was one I wrote, I had a dream about you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You said that to him? You started a conversation with a
human being? That's how I started a conversation with a... Yeah.
With a real person. That's... You started with, I had a dream about you.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy, dude. Jesus.
Well, the way that ended in your mind... is the way it happened. There was zero reply. I haven't checked recently. I mean, that was like 6 years ago.
Right.
I would imagine there's still no reply.
I'm going to guess that you probably just got blocked.
Thrill Kill Jake, some say you're a drug expert, Joe. How do you stop your cocaine-induced nosebleeds having problems here, man?
Oh, help.
In the 8 months I did blow, I only had a nosebleed once, and I know you're not serious. It reminds me. I'm surprised
Eight
I didn't
months.
Get it more often. I would advise you to stop doing coke because it really gets
Joe
old
did,
and
he
not...
turned his life around.
Did I?
Yes.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I said yes.
I'll believe you in a couple years.
Okay.
Favorite t-shirt slogan, Ron Stone says, I could be a morning person if morning came around noon. Yeah, again, shouldn't be saying this. I don't know who's watching, but at work, I don't get anything done before like 11:30, 12. I really shouldn't go into work until half my shift. It takes me hours to wake up. What? That's not normal?
I mean, you still should go into work.
Oh, you mean like I shouldn't have said what I just said, right?
You mean now? You mean back when you were doing your...
Both.
Oh. Yeah. They're not listening to you, Joe. It's okay.
Okay. Sorry. Just laughing at the chat. He also had that phase where he made his own morphine. Things are looking up now. That is correct, Whitebot. I used to have a morphine breakfast. So, you know, I've slowly gotten better. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, you'd have morphine instead of pocket eggs.
You know, Dan and I are still so giddy from getting 1,000 subscribers. I don't even know what we're talking about. We're just giddy with...
You should know what we're talking about. We're an hour in.
I know.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
Obviously, my sense of memory is the same as my sense of time. I had no idea it was that late at night, and I feel bad now. Like, worse, you know.
So it doesn't work and he misses Daywave. That's what Royce is asking.
No, I do. I just have to... I'm just saying my concentration level isn't at, a, you know, 80 until it's, like, close to noon.
So you just... you can't get into Daywave. It's too early in the day.
It has nothing to do with it.
Because you're up at night.
I
entering fan mail.
I can't get into how things have changed at work, but
just answering
I'm not
so many letters.
I'm no longer just sitting in front of a computer at a desk like I used to, so I can't just always be at the chat.
Remember in that
Daywave during
in Miracle on 34th Street where they dump out the mail for Santa? Joe gets that every day, and he has to sign it all. He signs it all Hollywood Coletta.
Have you got me new Sharpies?
What? I'm sorry. I need to get you new
Sharpies.
They're
dried out.
Yeah.
They're really dried
out. From all the signatures is why they're dried out, not because you've been sniffing them.
I always wondered how much smarter I'd be if I didn't huff air duster for like a year.
Well, clearly you were a fucking chemist at one point.
Well, this is before that. Just
using your fucking powers for stupid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make me some morphine breakfast.
Well, it worked.
It's worked, exactly.
I've,
what is worked? What's the definition of worked?
I completely got rid of my IBS and any other...
feelings?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And had confidence for a good 12 hours straight from drinking a plant that was just grinded from a poppy pot. But that's the answer. That's work. Worked. That's a result.
Not a dildo, says Joe. Why aren't you there for your friends?
What? What?
Daywave.
Oh.
Why aren't you there for your friends, Joe?
I'm sorry. I still have a day job. I have to do that.
That he apparently naps until noon.
I do not nap. Just not in full concentration mode. And if I have an Adderall on me, I normally don't take it until around 10.
Oh, and that's when you can start focusing.
Because I'm responsible.
Right.
You're not supposed to take it first thing in the morning if you take it at all. Because then you're reliant on waking up with that. You can't do that. Well, drug advice for everybody, if you're prescribed that, you know, of course.
Just real quick, I just want to thank our wrench people in the chat.
Yeah.
They are wielding their power with a mighty fist.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Like I said,
Maureen says, good move, Frozen. I was watching that account, so it was just like she had backup. It's fucking cool.
Dude, our audience is fucking incredible.
I do love these people.
They really are. Opium is just a plant, Joe. I know, Royce. It happens to be a magical plant that I no longer...
That makes Joe happy.
Yeah. You know, you gotta get your happiness where you can get it. But again, you know, that was years ago. Like I've said on the show before, you can't find those anymore. You can't... You should be able to go on eBay and fucking get them.
Data Qua wants to say, what's more important, Daywave or your silly little job? I mean, really. When you think about it.
When you put it like that...
Daywave is more important, but you just... Make the decision you make every week.
Or I'll just let you answer for me like you just did.
Hurt the people that mean the most.
What?
What? Sorry. Just thinking out loud again.
Is this an intervention? Those sound like intervention words.
Joe, I just want to bring in some people. They care about you, Joe. And they're going to read awkward letters.
Who the fuck are you?
To you.
That would...
To celebrate 1,000 subs, here's Wonderwall.
Thank you, Madman92. Yeah. Finally, thank an Oasis goodness. Tune to celebrate 1,000 subs.
Yeah.
This is number... You fucking asshole.
Oh, I don't know this version.
Full notes.
It wasn't as hard, but what I do know is with abstracted counsel change the whole game, though.
I mean, I know it's 2.0, terrible.
It's 2.0, yo. It's 2.0, yo. It's 2.0, yo.
Local architectural, we must coordinate. But we
coordinate.
No one subordinate.
Every subordinate. Team and every
it's a good rhyme. It wasn't awkward.
It wasn't forced
at all. It was like
shoehorned in there. Yeah. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Joe loves hearing his favorite song.
Yeah. C-Dow, this is number two. This is my second cider. To answer your question. And,
Marie points out, you can get a new job, but you can't get a new friend, Royce. That's true.
Yes. One is replaceable, the other isn't. I recognize this.
Mm-hmm. Your job didn't help you get 1,000 listeners.
Sure didn't.
Subscribers.
All right.
2.0, yo, they all like that very much.
So, an hour in, we covered the fact that I'm doing open mic next Friday and not this Friday?
We covered that, Joe. Yeah, we went by that.
Because I just wanted to open with that.
Half an hour ago.
Okay, so we're done with that.
So we did our opening part? That's good. It's 8:07.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure we covered
that. Yeah, now we can get on to the show. Perfect.
Also, I was looking at comments from last week's show. There was some guy in Ireland that wanted to know when the show started. Because apparently, even though he subscribed, YouTube doesn't give notifications. Just follow...
Does he mean started at night or started overall?
Like what time it goes live.
Oh.
So just follow Cousin Joe Show on Twitter. I always tweet out when we go live. If you're one of those people that are watching, not live now, but after the fact,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know when, it's every Thursday at 7, but just follow Cousin Joe Show on Twitter, because as Royce was saying before, aside from every Thursday, Dan has a board that I have no recollection of giving to him.
That is true.
That I'm going to help him set up. That's right, I'm going to help Dan set audio equipment up.
Royce is going to help me set up the board.
He'll be on speed dial,
mm-hmm.
speaker, and we'll just pop in and do a second show sometime during the week and go from there.
Sounds good.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Can't wait.
For when we go live, for those kind of shows, follow Cousin Joe Show on Twitter.
Yes.
That's probably the easiest way. Okay. There's the PSA for you.
Douglas Shannon wants to know if you're going to live stream your stand-up debut.
All right, see, I was thinking about that. I know Roy suggested it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I've never been to this place.
I don't think you should. I think it would be better to have it on the show, like, the next week, like, have it on the show so people can see it.
But I think, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't think everyone that watches the live stream, if we do one, will be a live viewer of the show, if that makes sense. In other words, I don't think it'll be repetitive, if that's your concern.
I guess, yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I think, you know, especially it'll be a Friday night. Most people are out, I'm guessing.
Yeah, doing cool stuff.
But, no, I was going to ask you, you know the place. Would they be cool, and would I have to get permission to do that?
I don't think you'd. It's an open mic.
I didn't think it was. We'll figure that out. Either way, trust me, whether it's live or not, you will see the full uncut video one way or another. Believe me.
Full and uncut. Up, Joe likes it.
I prefer him cut, actually. I don't like the dick cheese and all that. It gets in the way when you're trying to. Yeah.
Sure.
It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Dan needs to be in the title, I think. The title of
the show?
The show. I've been talking about this for years.
Joe actually hates the title of this show.
I really do. I'm not just saying that. It's
like,
a nickname
like
I was given before I even started a show.
Right.
And long story short, because it's boring. So is the summary. I always hung out with my older cousin's friends. They always called me Cousin Joe. And the one I was close with
mm-hmm.
told me if I ever do anything entertainment, because I was going that way,
mm-hmm.
worked out well, career-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Movies.
Said I have to use the name Cousin Joe. So in 2005, I believe, I called it the Cousin Joe Show. That was actually a problem with Dan. With Nick. Nick and I had our first fight. I met Nick when I was 15 years old. Originally, Nick and I started the show together.
Yeah, 2004.
Who the fuck are you?
And
it's amusing how worried Joe is about the monetization watchers. Apparently, you get popped less by the algorithm for live versions of things. Like this.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
So you'll get hit less for this.
But it's at least finally the actual version I've been wanting to hear.
Oh, it is the real show.
Right? So, as far as I know, live versions are okay unless they were broadcast on like a network.
Right.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Whitebot suggests Boom Boom Happy Fun Hour with Joe and Dan.
Just to make it short, I got stuck with that name. I don't like the Cousin Joe. I hate it.
Right.
It's hack. It's stupid. The point is, I've been doing it so long, it's too late to change it. If we were to change it,
Boom, boom, happy fun hour.
It would be that.
Yes.
With Dan. In small little letters. That was the fight Nick and I had. It was the Cousin Joe show, right?
Yeah.
And I made up stickers, like little thin bumper stickers. Because they were cheaper than the full-size ones.
Mm-hmm.
They ordered from Sticker Monkey or one of those things.
Okay.
And on the bottom, it said, with Nick Rasmussen, Thursdays.
Oh, like Little Buddies.
7 to 10, whatever it was.
So you were the headliner, like always.
Well, it's the cousin Joe. Didn't say Joe Coletta, but so one of his friends that I always hated, the scumbag, got in his ear and went, "You're half the show. Your name should be on the sticker and the big print, the big font too."
Yeah.
And then Nick kind of, you know, took that to heart. And then him and I didn't talk for a little while. And I remember I had about 1,000 stickers that I was cutting the bottom off that said with Nick Rasmussen. Because...
Oh,
because
you kicked him off.
Yeah.
You took him to Applebee's?
There was no Applebee's.
Took him to Applebee's.
There was just... yeah.
Joe, the Dan, and sometimes Ian Show Coletta.
I mean, we could put up a Twitter poll of what name to change it to. Believe me, I'm all for it if you think it's a good idea.
I don't know.
It's just that it's...
finally have people like...
Well, exactly. It's always too late.
It's a weird timing to do that now.
I'm an idiot because I should have changed it in March.
When we came back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it rhymes. Cousin Joe Show, right?
I mean, that's...
We have a theme song that has the name in it.
That's true. We have a logo.
We have a logo? Well, yeah, we have a logo.
Roy suggests the Dan Fun Emporium with Sidekick Joe.
Oh, I love Sidekick Joe.
Do you?
Yeah, you're my friend.
Okay. You need to put featuring Dan. Where? On the YouTube logo? I mean, okay.
My picture's on it. I wasn't on there before. That was an upgrade. It's just a lot of pictures of Joe.
Now I'm feeling bad again.
It was like me, like, 40 yards behind him in the background, just waving. Yeah, he's here too.
The motherfucking Dan Show with Second Mike Joe. It rhymes, you're welcome.
It does rhyme.
I'm not sure it does, Doc.
Second Mike Joe.
I'm not sure. Does it?
I think so. It sounds like a rhyme to me.
I mean, I guess if you're freestyling.
We're freestyling.
Okay. Joe took him to the woodshed, Galetta. The Dan and Joe Show, a subsidiary of Daywave. That is fucking funny. Once again, the Microwave name comes in.
Microwave is a good name.
It just wouldn't make sense to new listeners. They'd be going, well, I thought they were midgets. Why are they full-grown people? I was expecting a midget show. I don't...
No, Joe just meets those at bars.
Only once that happened. Royce, Opie, and Anthony. They're not using it. That's hilarious.
That is fucking funny.
What the fuck? What's the matter, buddy?
Why is there a credit card on the ground?
I said honey and babe at the same time, so I called you Bunny.
Who the fuck are you?
Not even your name.
Okay. Here's Wonderwall.
Hope you didn't put that on camera, by the way.
No.
Dan just found an old credit card I haven't paid off in 6 years on the floor.
Today is gonna be the day.
No, this is the skipping.
Today is gonna be the day.
Oh, see, I get excited and then I get let down.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do.
What's happening?
Liam Gallagher is sucking helium.
Oh, I hear it over there now.
In the CB radio. That was a very strange.
That was a remix.
I mean, it was a mix, but. The whole show is a freestyle. Literally, Emerald. Yeah, you found out. You caught us.
It really is.
You're not wrong.
We come in with some sort of semblance of a plan.
You know, people would have no idea that Dan gets here before 6 o'clock.
We sit down. Around 5:30 to 6-ish.
We catch up a little bit.
Catch up on time.
As friends.
Yeah.
Non-show related.
How you been? How was Daywave today?
And then we...
No, usually Joe's listening to a replay of Daywave.
Revenge of the Sith when you walk in.
Revenge of the Sith, that's when I walk in, yeah.
When you walk in, that's what's playing. That's what I'm watching. And, and then, believe it or not, we go over the things we're going to do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've been back...
I don't think we've ever done any of the... Actually, I think we've done like 5 articles since we've been back.
We have this Google Doc that is like 4 pages long of...
When we used to do this show, it was just... Articles were the crutch. Like, it was just... Okay, next article. Okay, next article. Okay, don't...
But it wasn't like we'd... I mean, I get what you're saying. I just don't want people to think we would just read articles.
No. It was hilarious.
We would goof on and they would...
Yeah.
It would lead to stories that related
Joe
to
would
our
tell
past.
Because they'd spark little memories in Joe's mind.
Right, that I need because I normally don't remember anything. By the way, I have to read Marie's suggestion. the Pearl Jam and fireworks show. It was fucking great.
Oh, there's some good suggestions in there.
Well, there's more?
Uh-huh.
You can read them.
There's brain stew.
No one's using that one either. Or that.
My God.
Fifth Circle? You like that name?
Fifth Circle just came up.
Okay.
I remember Dan on Joe. What, oh. That would hurt your back.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm hunched over
we
now.
We can get you to 1,000. We can get you 2,000. Don't stop believing. We
would thanks, OJ's white believing. Bronco. Do I smell some...
The smell of wine and cheap perfume. For us by, they can share all the night. It goes on and on and on.
Is it... This guy actually sounds like... I mean, yeah, the reverb is horrible, but...
The a little bit of an echo there.
The guy's voice actually sounds like... I mean, I'm going to go on record and say that's not a horrible cover. Whoever produced it is absolute shit with the reverb and everything, yeah. But the guy's voice...
If you put an echo, it sounds like a stadium. Why is it playing again?
I'm playing it. Oh. Just want to see what he looks like. Looks like a fag.
Oh.
Shit, I did it again.
You did it again. Lateralist says, I don't think... Okay.
Sorry, it's done.
Lateralist says, I don't think you guys have gone over a damn thing. Please keep it that way.
You know what? Honestly, the amount of times Dan and I have ended a show and gone...
Oh, I didn't realize it was almost 9.
It's like a, what do you call it? It's an achievement that we didn't get to.
Who the fuck are you?
It's
the to-do's motos a Kiesta Wonderwall.
Why is Royce speaking Spanish to me?
It sounds muy bueno.
I mean, can anyone in the chat translate de todos modos a Kiesta Wonderwall?
Si.
No, that's not a translation. That's just a yes.
Si.
You just said yes again.
Okay.
Oh, there's no media, but I was waiting for something to pop up.
We're already 34% of the way to me reading your joke book.
Holy shit. You want to remind people what that is if they're tuning in late?
Oh, if you're tuning in late.
That's another bad decision I agreed to last week.
We hit our month goal, which we're already 34% towards. I get to read from Joey's joke book.
My stand-up joke book from 2007. And again, if you saw the video of me on stage last week, I only read a quarter, if that, of what's in that book.
Oh, there's so much gold in that book. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Tin Man says, how about Wanna See My Dick Show, which is actually what the Cousin Joe show was in the old studio.
I mean, it's not that it was the old studio, it was that it was before YouTube. It was...
You could show your dick all you wanted. Now you just do it when you're spinning a bottle cap off of a... That was another fatter than last.
I think...
Oh, wait,
think,
Royce put the link in.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she right there in the chat, there's a link.
Sorry, no, the one you read, Lateralist, I don't think you guys have gone over a damn thing. Please keep it that way. And it's a compliment.
I thought it was a compliment, too.
Yeah, I don't want you mods to get overzealous here and start banning people.
I thought it was...
Yeah, no, no.
I thought he was liking, you know, don't build your power too much.
Yeah, no, no, no.
We don't want a fascism
you
here.
You could unhide him. No, yeah. that was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a compliment.
It was funny.
We can take a little bit of jokes against us. We're not.
It's only the ones that have nothing to do with what we're talking about, and they're obviously in here just to be cunts. Those are the people I want banned. But no, no, no. You could leave Lateral.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, there's a link
all
in
right,
the chat again.
Here's
right
an
here.
Actual celebratory song.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I'm excited. Waiting.
What makes a man is it the woman in his arms?
Yeah.
Just cause she has big titties.
Yeah.
Or is it the way he fights every day?
Yeah.
No, it's probably the titties.
Yeah.
Now you're a male. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh. Now you're a male.
What is this?
Sounds like the South Park guys.
Royce and Miami Milford telling me to play the link.
There's a link here that Royce is posting? It's probably really funny.
This. Hold on.
Why don't you play the link?
Well, I just clicked on it, and it's... Hold on. It's doing that spinny thing where it goes to studio.youtube where it's not.
Oh, is it because he's sending you from a mobile site?
I don't know.
No, it's not from. Phil asked if that was from Team America. No, I don't think so. It was Orgasmo.
I have to get back to the chat. I don't know why when I click a link, it takes me out of the YouTube studio.
Why don't
studio
you right-click it and open in a different.
That would be the smart thing to do.
That would be.
Going to do from now on, I promise. You have my word, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Guys, Joe made me a promise, so you know what that means. We're going to hear this song in 4 weeks.
There's a difference, Dan. There's mm-hmm. a promise and my word. Gave you my word. I'm trying to tell you that means
which one
more.
Of those is bullshit?
The promise one.
The promise is bullshit.
Yeah.
I promise I put the condom on. Doesn't it feel better, though? No, seriously, doesn't it feel better? It does, right? It does. This is my second joke. Don't broads like it when you fuck them raw. Anyway.
Alright. I have to get a...
Can you sip a beer during your punch, like, as you're doing a joke? Like, in the middle of it? That'd be really perfect. If you do that.
Okay, I gotta get to the, sorry, my YouTube studio page where I could read all your comments.
Right.
When I clicked Royce's
what the fuck
link.
Are you?
Play the link, stupid.
I know. I'm trying to. It's just that when I clicked it, it took me away from the page where I view the comments and the.
No. Joe broken promises and depression.
El día de poner tus espaldas contra la pared.
Sí.
Y ya tendrías que saber más o menos qué se debe hacer.
Sí.
No creo que te quede nadie que sienta por ti lo que yo.
The Spick's got a good voice, but I just don't know if it's accurate. I'll take.
Why did it stop? I was getting into that.
You're the one that told me I needed at least a 25-second limit on
the
donations.
The cello was coming in,
so
there.
People don't play things for 3 minutes. Mm. Remember when we did that? We ironed that out like
I
four
do.
Months ago.
I do, but when I'm feeling it, we should really.
Oh, I didn't anticipate when
you weren't
feel
feeling it.
It?
You weren't feeling that?
All right. Let me. Okay, I'm back in the chat.
Uh-huh.
I can now see things.
Can you? What are you seeing, Joe?
Oh, I see Lateralis is back.
Yeah, that got fixed.
All right, good.
That got fixed, that whole thing.
Okay. All right, now.
Joe Pro Big Titters Coletta. Yeah.
All right, now I have to find the link. It's going to take me a second because.
Wasn't that just the link?
What?
What we just heard?
I have no idea. I tried to click it and look.
Oh boy, you're cruising for a phone call right now, buddy.
Look,
you are.
If you could see the screen I'm looking at, Dan.
I don't want. I can't.
I'm just saying.
Because there's no screen here for me to look at, which you promised me.
Okay, I got the link now.
Oh, that was a promise, not your word. I see how it works now.
Dan, I'm giving you my word. I now right clicked on Royce's link.
Promise we'll have that audio up.
And it's bringing me to studio.youtube.com.
Right.
Watch. Let me take the studio out.
Oh, boy. See? Royce just said that was it. I told you that was it.
What?
The thing he just played. And then he called you a moron.
Glad you find that humorous. So this is,
Oh, my God. You earned this one. Nope, this is all yours.
No, I'm playing it. I just don't understand why I'm playing a Spanish version of Wonderwall.
You better believe you're cruising for a phone call, Joe.
Look, I clicked your link. It took me out of the YouTube.
First off, when you play videos too, instead of like having an extra screen and full screening that screen, you zoom in on the video like a fucking boomer. Holy fuck. Joe!
What do you
Get
mean?
Get out of your own way!
What do you... That's a U2 song. Look.
I hate you.
I don't know. I'm confused. Why do you want me to play a Spanish version of Wonderwall?
Because it's fucking funny.
I didn't. I was going to play it. It was a joke. And then you fucking... You know what they say about jokes? Well, I've seen your stand-up shit. I should have known you're bad at timing.
Timing doesn't matter? You know? Oh, yeah, that old adage.
Yeah, I know it doesn't. Neither is a fucking timing belt on a 2004 Toyota Solera. Get a new car, Joe. You're an adult.
Tell that to my credit score.
I love how you were worried about Dan showing the credit card on camera. Like, it's number one, like it would work. And number two, anyone that stole your identity would fucking kill themselves.
It's expired. It expired a few months ago.
That was mean. And he hung up. Of course he did.
Joe's not a boomer. By the way, Joe was warning me about on Facebook they can take your information, so you had to post a thing telling them that you're not allowed to have your information. Joe was telling me all about it. He's not a boomer.
What?
What? If you cite Article B of the Roman statute.
Well,
Royce, I regret promoting my friend Lopez. Joe can computer real good.
I can.
Facio.
When I right-click,
mm-hmm.
I see the Ethernet core behind you in the window. Can you?
Right. I can.
I know you can because you're looking at it, but... Oh, yeah, they can. I didn't ship the camera away from them. Mm-hmm. It's too late to do it now.
Do you want me to move your computer for you?
Yeah, see the apartment building I live in. I have to run up from the... Well, yeah.
Neighbor.
I can't drill holes through neighbor's apartments, so... Mm-hmm. It's Yeah.
There's some, like, 75-year-old lady who can't figure out why her internet's slow every Thursday night.
It's coming out of my router upstairs, okay? It's just being squeezed between two separate windows.
Uh-huh. And so the internet can't get through it?
It can.
Is that the problem? Because
I go to speedtest.net.
If you open it, there's a lot of internet come through it quick.
And I...
like a hose when you... God fucking damn it, Joe.
I purposely bought a flat Ethernet cable.
Right.
It's not one of the round ones. Uh-huh. It's flat. So when the wires are crushed, it's okay. I mean, as you can see, we're broadcasting perfectly fine. I got the green light on OBS.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Marie says Joe is a national treasure. Miami Mills says no, Joe is a national tragedy.
I mean...
I got the flat wire so the internet goes faster.
No, not faster. So when the storm window gets crushed down on it, it's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's already flat.
Exactly.
Show the internet is made of tubes, Coletta. Joe thinks if he puts his thumb on the end of the internet cable, it just sprays internet everywhere.
Look at the speed flying around this apartment.
All the internet in here.
Fucking speed all over.
Try to catch it with your Wi-Fi. Hold on. Fucking God damn it.
Look, when I moved in here, I fucking asked the Optimum guy if he can come down here and run a coax
so I can have a modem in here. Supposed to be inhabited.
And he looked at me like I was fucking psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would mean drilling through I don't know how many feet of concrete.
Right.
Because we're in the basement.
Does he understand you? You're a big deal?
You know what? Now that I have 1,000 subscribers,
yeah,
I should call that cocksucker back and go, come over here, motherfucker. Look at my YouTube channel.
Do you know who I look like?
And get your goddamn drill out.
You see how much leather's on this jacket?
Exactly.
Right.
See all the creases in that leather? Where do you think that's from? Experience. Moving around.
Take my arms like this. Oh.
I get your fucking jackhammer, you Optimum faggot. Oh. Okay. Run your cords.
Apparently he's gay now. Okay.
No, I mean, oh, shit, is that a third time?
That's the third, yeah. It's...
Fuck! I'm really not trying to do it on purpose. YouTube. Just the way I talk. Yeah, it doesn't mean gay. It's just, oh, we're never going to get monetized. This is never going to happen.
Joe, I water my opium poppies with internet Coletta.
I tried to grow them, but it, my climate, it didn't work.
I had three cords in it. You know how many seeds I
put in my backyard at my old house? And every 3 days I go out and just kind of... look around at the neighbors, make sure they weren't watching me, and I go over and check on their growth.
Beckers says, I'd watch a reality show of a day in the life of Joe. You really wouldn't. Like, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, but now it's just get up.
10 years ago would be very...
Go to work, eat my eggs at lunch.
Yeah, I mean, if I did commentary, I mean, they'd probably get me fired, but if I did out loud commentary, that would be... What? What are you reading? Go ahead.
Some of the gems. Joe can't stop saying Coletta.
Look, it doesn't mean it just... Oh, fuck. There's someone from YouTube watching this going, can we monetize this?
Well, I think you have to apply first, so I would wait a week and see if you can manage not to insult people next week.
I'm not insulting anyone. It's just a word we all grew up with. We know what it means.
Right. Joe is one, so he can say it. It
doesn't necessarily mean a gross man that takes dick in the mouth or asshole. It doesn't mean that.
Why is it okay?
It just means...
Sometimes they're just friends. It doesn't have to be gross. Sometimes...
Right, I've had gay friends.
Sometimes it's sleepover time and you just get
bored. There was a gay friend Nick met. He did stand-up. You might know him. But then he found out the kid has AIDS from a Grindr app, and then no one talks to him anymore. Jason, you know, oh, shit, I shouldn't.
It's been a fun run, you guys. It really has been a good time. Such a stage name. It's been a lot of fun. 6 months back,
I only
really.
Said his first name.
Yeah, no, 6 months back is good. I mean, that's a good run, really. I'm
sorry, Dan.
Can't wait for whatever the new show is. We'll have to, do you think if we start a new page, you can transfer every? We got to start from zero again. You think? How do you think that works out? Joe, I'm a homophobe by nature, not by choice, Coletta.
I'm not
scared of him. I just don't want him to touch me.
I'm not a homophobe. You know, me and my girlfriend have been watching The Sopranos. I've been rewatching.
Right.
She never saw more than
the first. I wasn't even mad at Vito.
Well, that...
God damn it, Joe. I was doing it as a joke. This is not how you prove you're woke.
I never claim to be woke. I never will. We're watching the scene where Vito turns into whatever. And there was one point, I guess my girlfriend got sick of me grunting and going, ugh, oh, God. She just put her hand over my eyes when the scene would come up with Vito and Johnny
because
Cakes.
You couldn't just stop saying, ugh?
Yeah.
Ugh, icky, icky chaka, ugh, ugh, not the same as me, ugh, icky, these aren't my usual chicken nuggets.
Patooey.
Ugh, cloth napkin. Ugh. Octui.
Look, if you really want to go down this road.
I don't.
Do you enjoy watching another man kiss another man on TV?
It's not like I seek it out, but if it's part of the show, it's just a thing that happens. I don't like when someone gets stabbed in the face in a show, but I still like, I'm like, icky.
It only bothers me if it's a attractive woman.
Getting stabbed?
Yeah, like horror movies.
Oh, you know? Boy. Oh, boy, Joe.
Oh. This is a good
record
tonight.
Oh, boy. Oh, I can't wait to hear what this one's going to be.
You're obviously not going to get to any stories or anything today anyway, so I might as well call in.
Hi.
When Joe said... I didn't say hi.
Oh.
When Joe says he's watching The Sopranos with his girlfriend, let me correct him because I know Joe. Joe has been pestering her for 8 months to watch Sopranos with him because she's never watched it, and now she's like, fine, I'll watch it with you. And the entire time he's tapping her leg going, watch this.
What's gonna happen right now?
Watch this part. Remember before? I guarantee you that's what watching Sopranos with Joe was like.
Why are you looking at your phone?
I can't.
Stop looking at your phone. Watch this part.
No, not
watch
that.
This show.
No,
watch
but
this
is important.
The amount of times we will be watching an episode and she'll, God forbid, talk to her boyfriend, and I'll pause it and rewind and go, but you missed this. You are dead on.
I know you. You're fucking lunatic. And I know you. She doesn't even like The Sopranos. I'm going to guess she doesn't even like The Sopranos, but she's just watching it so you would shut the fuck up about watching The Sopranos.
Was her first question, how many seasons is this?
The amount of times I've gone, see you up for another episode?
I guarantee you, Dan's right. That was the first question. How many seasons is this?
How many hours do I have to sit here and watch you laugh at Paisans?
While Joe's just sitting there at the edge of his chair, like he's for the fifth time, he's watched the entire series. Just go watch. Look what Billy Two Bags is going to do here. Check it out. Oh, look at this.
So you shot him. Like, what? You see that? See that?
She's sitting there looking. She's looking there looking at her phone, and she's telling you it's Facebook, but it's actually Tinder every time Joe puts on The Sopranos. No.
There's a lot of swiping on that Facebook. He hangs up on the best lines.
Fucking Becker's in the chat. LOL. Oh, my God. Marry that woman.
Seriously. What she puts herself through.
I know. It's coming.
Do you see this?
I just have to...
See what happened was he acted up, and so he had to kill her. See how that works? See how that works? He acted up.
But...
Does your accent get thicker after every episode?
I have,
like, when it's over, you're like, "Oh, it was a good one." Oh,
you know,
getting the Solera.
You know that used to happen when I would hang out with my uncle.
You have a thicker accent.
He's from Yonkers, and I would spend the day with him and be around him, and then I'd find myself making a call to one of my friends, and then I'd catch myself talking like that. That was 10 years ago, so I'd like to think I've gotten better.
Uh huh.
But to go back, Royce was beyond accurate with the.
Tinder?
No, with the... You fuck.
What?
With the remember who that was from the season before?
Yeah, no, I can tell.
And
I can watch things with you, Joe.
I know. Like, she doesn't say that.
The thing is, I just think you're dumb, so that's why I'm just going to explain everything to you.
Fuck! No, I have to have the same argument twice.
Think down on everybody.
It's not that I think you're dumb. It's just that I know in this day and age with cell phones, when people watch TV and shows, they're not looking.
They don't watch it the right way like you do.
Yes,
because you know better than everybody else.
Exactly.
Right.
So I want to make sure
you're better than other people, so you know how to watch things better than
them.
No,
I'm worse, but right. I'm better at watching good television
right.
shows.
So you know how to do it
so
better.
I need to make sure that
they're watching every single
right
moment.
Right, and that they
get... So he's the same guy. Oh, icky gay scene, icky! Tell me when it's over. I'll watch this guy's head get run over by a fucking SUV.
Four
but
times.
But not the icky gays.
Backed over... That was a funny scene, the Beansy scene. When he joked about how he put it in reverse after he ran.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks. You guys remember from 8 years ago? 10 years ago? Whenever the fuck that was?
He's saying I don't make timely references?
Hold on. We'll watch the whole episode right now, and then I can point it out to you guys. What other show are you going to torture her with?
After
you
this
did Curb, right?
We didn't finish that.
Well, I wonder why.
Thanks for reminding me. We have to get back to that.
I am so sorry, Joe's girlfriend. I apologize.
We will get back to Curb. After that, I think my
next... I didn't mean... If you're listening, I know you thought he forgot about it, and I brought it back, and I'm sorry.
I think she likes Curb.
Old Child Support says, Hollywood Coletta watches TV better than us mere peasants.
I'm just saying people don't pay attention like they
the
used to. They're always distracted with
their
phones.
Distracted with their
phones. And they're missing key scenes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she does that. I'm just saying people in
you're
general.
You're just better than
so
the,
right. I'm not better. I'm just saying
you're better.
Because
right.
I've seen it before. I know what scene's about to happen, so I got
to
make
so
sure.
You can explain it to them that it's important because they can't figure it out themselves. You can explain it to them. I can't figure out why Dennis and Rose haven't come back since that time you made them watch The Wall. I just don't know
they
why.
They wanted to watch The They loved it.
Did they?
Call Dennis and ask
Did you slap phones out of the, I think someone actually said that in the chat.
What?
Are you slapping phones out of her hands? No. Important.
Who the fuck are you?
Well, just wow. LMAO.
Thank you, Madman 92.
That's a band. Or a group. Is there a song coming up?
It's my gay love and it's shit, nigga.
Oh.
We was working on a rap song together.
Oh.
It's called Stick It In My Ass.
Oh, right.
So if you wanna get down, my nigga fresh.
I've yet to show her this TV show.
Oh, you should show her this show.
Stick it in my ass. Stick it in my ass. It's enough shit, yo. Should be working.
How come, didn't someone put a beat behind that for you at one point?
A what?
Didn't someone put a beat behind that song for you at some point? Beat.
Oh.
A beat. That's what the kids say.
Sorry. No, I think you're right. Someone did
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah, someone made a song out of that. Or, you know, put a, like, dance at a beat behind the song.
Joe says autism makes TV better. Phil says, tell me more about how I should watch TV.
No, after this, it's going to be Breaking Bad. Most likely. Or, there's so many.
Joe's relationship is just a sprint through how many TV shows they can stand until they just move on with their lives. And he starts the cycle over again.
Ron Stone. I never watched Sopranos, but I watched Sons of Anarchy, which I called Sopranos on Two Wheels. Sir, you can go fuck yourself. What are you talking about? Sons of
It was like Sopranos, but they had motorcycles.
Look, Ron, I love you. I was able to stand, what, the first three seasons of Sons of Anarchy?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
And then it... Well,
Frozen Nation says, to Joe's girlfriend,
no, but I gotta explain,
I know I write this to you every week. Please do not leave this man. I understand that he might be a bit much viewing TV shows and movies together, but he really loves you.
This is correct.
Please do not leave him. Sincerely, a concerned viewer.
Thank you, Frozen Nation. That is very accurate.
Stop looking at your phone. This is the part where Flame and Fresh says, stick it in my ass.
I was going to say, how do I explain it? But no... But no, I'm just clarifying.
Here's where he's made a transformation.
I'm just
you
clarifying
see how that works?
To Ron Stone.
I was afraid people weren't going to understand it because it's complex. See, now he has a do-rag on his head, so you know it's a different.
And that's why he's talking like that. And,
see, the girl.
And you haven't you seen Wiggers do
the girl
sound? You've seen that, right?
The girl hurt him by saying,
Oh, God, I do not want to show this to
the
her.
The girl hurt him because she said,
you
can
just
I help
remind
you?
Me of the theme of my short film, and yeah. I do not want to show this.
I'm sorry I remind you of the theme of the film you made.
In 2003.
All right. She does.
You know my memory.
She knows it's not a fucking time machine. She knows it's from back then.
But no, to get. But, I know, but.
If she doesn't want to watch it herself, she can watch us watch it on that episode a few months ago.
I feel bad for yelling at Ron Stone, I have to say.
Yeah, apologize.
I'm apologizing. If you've never seen Sopranos, please don't compare it to Sons of Anarchy.
Have you seen Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had to tap out after like 3 seasons because it just got too.
Because someone was telling you to pay more attention and stop looking at your phone.
Yeah, that really turned me off.
Was it?
Who's this asshole?
Really?
Think
someone
they
forcing
are
you to watch that makes you not enjoy the
telling
thing you're being
me, like,
forced
I gotta
to
watch?
Watch
this
weird.
Specific scene when it's like I know how to watch a television.
Yeah, I
what
know.
What is this asshole tapping
how
me on the shoulder for
you?
And
you
pointing to
part?
The TV?
Are you watching? Are you
like,
why?
Like the person's finger
this is the part where Joe fires Dan. Are you
pointing
watching?
Pointing to where my eyes are already. Like, what is this asshole doing? Yes, that turned me off.
It's a big screen in front of my face. I understand the idea. Thank you for explaining it to me. No, thanks. I didn't know. No, really watch, though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck. What's that?
God damn it.
What?
White bot. So the Iraq invasion was the second worst thing in 2003.
Who the fuck are you?
Damn, I've spent a lot on you tonight.
Madman 92. I really appreciate that.
39%.
Fuck, we're getting closer to the
goal.
This is the one time I don't want to hit our goal because I.
Oh yeah.
There it is.
I tell that nigga
save
what's
this
good.
Link.
Dennis Man. Dan, for a second,
yeah.
Could you put yourself in my girlfriend's shoes, never seeing the short film that clip is from, thinking, what the fuck
she probably has
did
a headache.
My boyfriend do?
Putting her head in her hands so much tonight. I'm so sorry, Joe's girlfriend. That's what I call her.
I'm going to have to, that's fine. I'm going to have to show her this short film soon so all this makes sense. Because as much as it doesn't make sense after watching
from
it.
From the hip-hop roots of Eminem and Gangsta Fag. Comes an artist the Source magazine calls a breath of fresh air, flaming fresh. Never before has the hip-hop community experienced such combination of the hood and raw homosexual rage.
I'm blowing up his shit.
Oh, yeah.
I tell that niggas what's good.
Right there. If I was her, I'd be going, what the fuck did my boyfriend make that this is from that?
I'm just going to check your Facebook and see if you're still in a relationship.
Okay, yeah. Please do.
Real quick.
Just don't go by the profile picture because that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I already heard about that.
Shit.
What?
Huh? Fuck. I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to give you advice. You young guys out there.
Joe's giving you advice, guys.
You're in a relationship, right?
Here we go.
You get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're in love. And you think it's cute. And,
it's not cute.
And you know it's going to make your girlfriend smile if you make your Facebook profile picture you and her.
Right.
So you do that.
Brings her joy.
Don't do that.
You can't get out.
Because if you ever think to yourself, well, this has been my profile pic for a while, I want to change it. Or if you maybe have a radio show and you want to promote it more and change it to that. I'm just saying. And you do that. It's not going to go over well. So my advice, don't ever make your profile picture you and your girlfriend. Just don't do it.
Because you can never change it.
There's no unringing that bell. Once you do it, you have to have that profile picture for the rest of your life, or you're an asshole.
Or a cuter one. Also acceptable.
Yeah. Well, I got to make a phone call at 9:01 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the chat there, Dan?
Oh, some stuff.
Oh, Becker's agreeing with me. Yes, Sopranos is 10 times better. Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah. Did you choose between Sopranos and Deadwood? Someone was asking.
Deadwood's better.
Okay.
Not by much.
Did you force her to watch that yet?
Not yet. That will be next.
Hear that show's girlfriend? Yet. How many shows of hers do you watch?
Huh?
How many shows that she wants to watch have you
watched?
No,
I'm trying to think.
Like, you know, sometimes she wants to watch a movie. Like, how many times does she get to watch something?
I mean, it hasn't come up.
Has it not come up, or have you ignored her?
I mean, there's been movies we've watched that she wanted to watch.
Were they movies you suggested and she had to choose between two movies you suggested?
I don't think so. I don't think every time.
Every time.
I don't think.
Okay. Do you even know what her favorite show is?
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch it with her?
Not yet.
Okay. Just checking.
I've only seen the UK version.
Uh-huh.
Of The Office. I've never seen the American version. God, I hope I'm right that that's her favorite show.
To Joe's girlfriend, sorry again for messaging you again, but this previous audio was made during Joe's bad decision-making years. Please do not leave him, I implore you sincerely, a concerned viewer.
I second that motion.
Teddy Spaghetti wants to know why you weren't married yet. Irrational Times is saying put a ring on it.
Marie, this gets me hot and bothered.
The song, yes.
I think I have delay on my chat again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What has Joe's girlfriend made Joe watch?
Becker's. Joe's exactly right about my advice, by the way.
You're ignoring the question that Maureen had.
What's that?
What has Joe's girlfriend made Joe watch?
I mean, neither of us make each other watch
anything.
It
sounds like some making happened there.
No, she likes The Sopranos. And, no, she does. She does. There's no make. I don't know why you're laughing. She does. She does.
Do microwaves improve vinyl audio? Yeah, those sound much better after he has them up there for a little while.
I mean, vinyl is all about warmth.
Did this motherfucker just say he hasn't watched The Office? He just hasn't gotten around to it.
I've seen the UK version. And I love
like
Ricky Gervais.
Six episodes, wasn't it?
Well, per season.
It was two seasons.
Plus a Christmas special.
Oh, well then.
But I'll get to that. I do like Parks and Rec, so I'm sure I'll love The American Office.
The same idea, yeah.
Same writers, whatever. But
MK Ultra Girl says, Dan, this question that you were asking is not computing for Joe.
I can't think of a time that happened. I just.
Hey, can we watch Sopranos season 5, episode 3?
I don't recall.
Do you stand in front of the TV with like a pointer and you're pointing out important things for her to understand?
A laser pointer.
See. Like you see here what Christopher's doing? You see this? This is going to be important later, all right? In episode 5. So keep in mind what's happening right here. It's going to be important. Hey, I'm talking. I'm talking.
I've never snapped my fingers.
Do you see?
Joe, do you prefer Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul?
You are delayed, Jesus.
I love Better Call Saul, but Breaking Bad is definitely better.
Zen Rhino says, saying you only watch the UK version of The Office is an even more pretentious way of saying I didn't like the movie, I liked the book better.
No, it's...
I watched the original. Static Void, I'm going to test you later. He tests her all the time.
What?
You're always testing.
How am I testing?
Just by being you.
This doesn't sound good. So I need you to explain. I don't want this to be a conversation sometime off the air.
No. Breaking Bad, Ron Stone says. I said Teddy Spaghetti. Eyes up front.
Exactly. Static Void. UK Office is good. Ricky Gervais is the shit. And if you haven't seen Extras, that's even funnier.
Are you on live chat, Joe?
You have to. Yeah.
Okay.
It's someone just asked. Since I clicked on that link.
Mm-hmm. Right click?
And had to go back, didn't right click. It's mm-hmm. been lagging.
We
anyway.
Learned a lesson tonight.
I did. Thank you. I'm going to write it down.
Good.
It's right underneath where I wrote upload audio.
Tell Dan to fuck himself.
No, that's on top of the list.
Oh, that is on top of the list.
Yeah, it's before the audio. But But definitely check out Extras if you haven't. It's
just... Who the fuck are you?
Well, since Flamin' Fresh Coletta is throwing around the six-letter F-word tonight and...
Oh.
Cringing at the yucky gay parts, this seemed fitting.
Oh, boy.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt.
Oh, this
I
is said, just what, annoying.
In the butt. I said what in the butt.
You want to do it
in my
YouTube.
Butt. In my butt. You want to do it in my butt.
Are you done with that Blue Moon, King?
In my butt. You want to do it in my butt.
Blue Moon,
in
are you done with
butt.
That?
Let's do it in the butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, we got 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
No, so it's like half full.
Oh, all right, never mind. Take your time. Why bot testing your patients? I mean, I don't do it consciously.
Aleph the Nemesis said the same thing.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
That was like old school YouTube there.
I mean, yeah. Alright. Damn, we got 7 minutes left.
We got 7 minutes, Joey.
We're gonna get to
plenty of time for you to come up with one thing you've watched for your girlfriend.
You mean like that she said, hey, let's watch this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? Nothing? Now listen, I make my girlfriend watch a bunch of shit, but I then you have to let her work her movies in too.
Look, I'm not
so it's fair.
No, look, you're presenting it as if it's been brought up and I've shot it down. Like, no, we're not watching that. That's never happened. I'm really trying to remember. Okay, a movie. We watched a movie together.
What'd you watch together?
We watched that
she picked.
The Star Is Born thing.
Oh, the Lady Gaga and guy whose
Bradley
name
Cooper.
I don't remember, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Joey.
So I sat through that. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed every minute of
that. I watched it.
Yep, Joe loved that.
I watched it.
Yep. You enjoyed it, right, Joe?
Yep.
Okie dokie.
Yep.
All right.
It's good.
Okay.
Acting was great.
Yeah. You should stop.
That's where I'm stopping there.
Yeah, you should stop right there.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, question answered. Right?
There we go. Yeah, it only took 8 minutes to get to one thing.
Well, because you mentioned TV. I was thinking TV. I forgot about movies.
That's a bigger commitment as TV.
Well, you know, there's seasons involved.
Yeah, can't let her have that.
I mean, you know, there's a commitment to TV.
Miami Mill says, watching that allows you at least 30 hours of Sopranos. Well, that's how Joe figures.
That was my mathematics.
Shake Sam says, that one counts twice. I never saw that one.
You're not... Oh, I mean, you should.
Because it was really good?
Yeah.
Oh.
You should watch that.
You enjoyed it.
Good. It's a very happy ending.
I'm sure. Those movies are always sad.
Uh-huh.
Great. Someone always has to die. I didn't watch it. I'm just assuming.
I'm not doing a spoiler alert. I'm not saying anything.
I just threw it out there because it's a romantical comedy.
Okay.
Right? Is that what it was?
All
I know is they sing. Because it was
there was singing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe likes musicals.
There was.
He's a big fan of West Side Story.
Uh-huh.
Loves that one.
Musicals, yeah.
Maybe she's not still listening.
It's not a chance.
No?
Not with my luck.
You think she's still?
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry, Joe's girlfriend. But you know what this buys you? You get to pick the next 5 movies.
What?
What?
I do?
She does.
Oh.
Yeah. And Joe's going to give us a report next week.
All right. Oh, there was another movie, too, a horror one. Oh, it was such dog shit. What was the name? I'm kidding. No. What was it?
2, 3, 4.
All right, bought you some time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it was a fun movie. It was from the 90s. It was. I know, I keep digging with the shovel dent. I know.
Was it Scream?
No, it was... Oh, fuck. Babe, if you're listening, just text me what the name of the movie is.
Ugh, she's already changing her profile picture.
It was... Oh, fuck. I really didn't hate it at all. I thought it was... No, I...
I know you loved it.
I, I thought it was a decent horror movie. It was
so good you forgot the name.
Becker's Joe is like a puppy who pisses on everything, but he's so lovable you can't stay mad.
You're that Joe's girlfriend, you just can't stay mad at him. You just can't do it.
Please.
Looks like I'm heading home early tonight. Joe's got a phone call to make.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Was that the movie?
Marie no, it was... Okay. Fuck. Honey, just text me what it was. I can't remember. It was... I'm trying to think of the actors in it to make it easier to... Shit. I think... All right, here's the premise.
There's some murders? It's
a bunch of college kids at a college, and there's been a myth or rumor or whatever.
Urban legend?
An urban legend of...
No, was the movie Urban Legend?
Oh, wait, maybe.
Because Dr. Boney just guessed that.
Oh, wait, maybe. Hang on. Yes, that was it.
It was Urban Legend.
It was Urban Legend.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Joe loved it.
It was pretty good.
It was fantastic. It was so good. It was
pretty good.
It was worth several episodes of Sopranos.
All seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Legend.
Yep.
It's got a score of 5.5 on IMDb.
That's not a bad one.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Very good.
It was, you know, it's a movie I never saw before.
Yep.
So, yeah. And I made the mistake of telling her that I had a crush on Alicia Witt. So now she thinks I'm into redheads.
Oh.
So that was fun.
Good job, Joe. I'm going to say it. I think we rescued you. I don't think...
Despite my...
Yeah, I think you're good. I think you're saved. Do you remember the title? That's important.
After you repeated it in my ear 4 times.
Yes. Frozen Nation's favorite part of Urban Legend, Joe.
What was that?
He wants to know what your favorite part was. He's asking.
Oh, when they find out it's not the professor guy.
Oh, it was a twist.
It's,
It was a twist, you guys.
Wait, was it the professor?
Joe saw that. He's like, oh, what?
Hey, what happened?
That's what Joe said. Honey, what happened just now? What? I thought the movie was going to end after 22 minutes. Apparently it's still going. Wasn't the guy we thought it was going to be.
It was an episode of Curb. They normally only go after 25 minutes. Usually the theme song comes on and...
That's usually when you come, isn't it?
That's a joke I was avoiding making, but thank you for making it.
Oh, sorry. That's a callback.
It's a very long callback.
I should put that on the sound.
Dan's referring to the time I mentioned I may have just finished a steamy love session in bed. And
love session.
And within 30 seconds of the session being over and the steam rising to the ceiling, I reached over to my NVIDIA remote and hit the circle to play the next episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm and couldn't understand why that was not a good thing to do.
It's the 2019 version of smoking a cigarette after for Joe.
Oh, I have my Juul.
Oh, I need some Larry David.
And
old child support. Joe, Urban Legend was not bad. It was very good, and I'm not saying this under duress, Coletta.
Holy fuck. All right, it's 9 o'clock already. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I don't remember anything we did tonight. I just remember having a great time laughing.
We had a great time.
Giddy as fuck because we are now at 1,000 subscribers.
Royce yelled at you, and it was funny, and then Marie yelled at you, and it was even funnier.
I can't thank you guys enough. I can't thank Royce enough, and Mersh, of course, and Marie, and everyone.
And Fatkek.
And Fatkek Boy, yes, for getting us to 1,000 subs. That's why we've been giddy all night, and
we're just silly and happy.
That's all this show was. And thank you for being a part of it. You guys are fucking hilarious.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome,
ma'am, cam girl.
We will see you next Thursday, and in the meantime, we will be working out a second day during the week. Dan and I will pop in and do a second
show. Joe promises.
Follow. Yeah, just a promise. Follow Cousin Joe Show on Twitter for when that second show will happen.
And it's Cousin Dan.
A scheduled thing. Follow at Cousin Dan on Twitter.
Sure.
He'll retweet the things I say.
That's all I do on there.
So make sure you do that.
Congrats on the 6 million subscribers, Joe. That's what Jason S says.
SS?
Jason S.
Oh.
Says.
I just heard 6 million in SS. And what are you reading?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for... That's YouTube stalling. YouTube's loading.
Oh, YouTube's going to load, guys.
It's it's something we end with every week. I should probably have it saved,
have it
on,
saved
my,
up
on my hard drive.
Your hard drive.
Yeah.
Are we just stalling?
Over the line! Okay. Night, guys.
Bye.
See you next Thursday.
Yep. Yeah.